that Ben Affleck and J-Lo are once again engaged. We are partying like it's 2003. All goes according to plan. They'll be filing jointly next year. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen, our Tuesday morning top 10 signs that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are going to make it this time. Here we go.
Number 10.
Number 10 sign. Ben already planning to show J-Lo that he's going to be a good husband, and he's going to find Chris Rock as soon as possible and beat the crap out of him.
That's number 9.
That's how you show it in Hollywood
apparently,
these days.
Number 9.
As opposed to the early 2000s, well, the good news is they luckily won't have to deal with that pesky paparazzi now, will they? Will they? No.
Number 8.
Wasn't that the big problem in the first place?
That's what they said.
Uh-huh.
There's just too much focus on
them. Too much.
Number 8.
Now all the focus that they get is from A-Rod 20 feet away in the bushes staring at them with binoculars.
Going, can I have my ring back now?
Right? No.
Number 8.
Speaking of a sign they'll stay together, well, Ben's had that 8.5-carat green diamond engagement ring on layaway since 2005, so don't tell me that he cannot make a commitment, okay?
Number 7.
Do you know they valued that at $11 million?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude's going to have to start making some Nicolas Cage-type movies to get going. I'm going to pay for that.
Number 7.
All right, number 7 reason they're going to stay together. Well, when it comes to J-Lo, Ben Affleck has since been Batman. Ben was not Batman before.
That's the difference?
That is.
Uh-huh.
My sugar daddy.
Number 6.
Number 6.
I'm pretty sure she makes more money than he does.
Ben and J-Lo are going to make it. They didn't make it to the altar last time, and honestly, we'll joke about this. I love to see when the people get together, and they want to get back together to get the full experience. So we salute them in that, okay?
Right.
We salute them.
Do you think she'll wear white?
She's the something borrowed.
Number 5.
Number 5 sign. They didn't make it to the altar last time. They also didn't get to divorce last time, and they also want the full celebrity marriage experience.
Right. Yeah. Number 4.
Number 4, in case things go sideways, don't worry, Matt Damon is on standby. So
Number 3.
He'd be the best man?
He's the backup man.
Number 3.
Number 3. Fine. 2 words. Geely 2.
Oh, such an awful movie.
Geely 2. How about that for a reference?
Number 2.
Awful movie.
Number 2. Well, you look at the headlines. We've got Will Smith. We've got Britney Spears. We've got Billy Ray Cyrus. We've got Garth. We've got the... Obviously, we have a glitch in the Matrix, and we had Brad and Jennifer Aniston reunion. We got a full 2003 reboot, buddy. Things are so much better. And then finally,
number one.
A sign that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are going to make it this time. If you look at the simple statistics of it all, J-Lo has officially batted around the entire lineup, and there are just not any more dudes left out there. He's run out of
prospects. Designated hitter?
No. Well, that was A-Rod. Here's your Tuesday Top 10, not at 7:10.
KB and Marley, here at Hank FM.